Turning to the hill Palazzo Farnese stands on, you can see two flights of stairs and a large square below one of the most impressive buildings that has ever been built in Italy. Isolated but, at the same time, harmoniously integrated with the surrounding area, visually connected to the town and dominant over it, the palace is framed by the Via Diretta, which widens as it leads into the square in front of the main facade. The building was commissioned in the 1520s by Cardinal Alessandro Farnese, the future Pope Paul III. Designed by Antonio da San Gallo the Younger and Baldassare Peruzzi, it was conceived as a fortress of a pentagonal shape, with escarped walls, huge corner bastions, and a moat. Its construction was interrupted around 1534 by Cardinal Alessandro Farnese's appointment as Pope. The resumption of work took place about 20 years later, thanks to the eldest grandson of Pope Paul III, who was also Cardinal Alessandro Farnese. His intention was to make his grandfather's fortress a sumptuous and magnificent residence, entrusting the design to Jacopo Barozzi da Vignola. In 1573, the year of the architect's death, the building, considered his masterpiece, was nearly complete. Respecting the pentagonal base, the interior spaces are spread over five floors around a circular courtyard. The best painters of the day worked inside the sumptuous residence, and the themes of the frescoes were inspired by the scholar Anni Balcaro.